This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The color purple is taking over social media platforms, with thousands of individuals, you know, changing their profile pictures to the vibrant color, while others, you know, are left wondering what the movement is all about. So this is the issue that we talked about earlier, because it actually left me wondering as well. What's going on social media?
Exactly. What we are getting is those that are definitely riding with the movement and those that are criticizing, you know, saying, this is so performative. But we have a social media legal expert who's joining us, Lerato Ntwampe, on the line. Lerato, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Info. Good morning, Jones. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What do we know about this current movement in particular?
It's a movement. It's a movement by Women for Change with an aim to basically shut down the country on the 21st of November for women not to work on that day, not to spend money, to have a silent stand. And this is basically to, they're basically saying one day, one message, and they want to convey this message that without women, South Africa stops. And this is all in the effort to ensure that, you know, the government declares gender-based violence and femicide as a national disaster with the same level of urgency as COVID.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just saying earlier on that on the other side, even though there are those supporting the movement, you have those that are criticizing it, saying that it's performative. But does performative activism actually get the job done when it comes to creating the necessary awareness on social media, especially? What are your thoughts on that?
So, I mean, I think, you know, the more we see it on social media, the more the conversation sort of happens and people are curious, what is this? And I think it gives them also the opportunity to look out for it, to do research on it, and to realize that it's a serious problem. But I think, you know, with social media activism, they need to be supported by concrete actions, donations, protests, and measurable commitments to change. You know, I think without these offline actions, social media activism can come across as performative. Some people might argue that it might be lazy, you know, and not actually achieving any tangible results. So I think, you know, it also does help politicians and governments know what everyone is thinking about at different levels and political parties as well. And I think, you know, with the anticipation of municipal elections next year, it gives our political parties as well an urgency to actually fight for certain bills, you know, in provincial government, and to ensure that, you know, things get done, and especially in local government. So I think it is an opportunity that political parties can use, civil organizations as well can sort of use to support, you know, the end of gender-based violence and femicide in South Africa.
And talking about the support of gender-based violence in South Africa, when we look at the history of campaigns, especially ones that fight for the rights of women, there seems to be a split in how South Africans react or even participate versus when it's something else, which obviously, you know, talks to gender politics still being a huge thing. But have some of these campaigns been successful before?
I think we have seen some success, you know, in some of the global movements and even South African movements. I think if you look at our legislation, I mean, President Ramaphosa did sign the National Strategic Plan in 2020, which will obviously be implemented during the year of 2025 and 2030. But I think the problem is that we're not seeing any implementation. You know, I think also there's now a global call, you know, to make public access to the National Sex Offenders Register. You know, I've been attending quite a few meetings about this, you know, with information regulator and other stakeholders, and it seems like it's something that might actually happen. And that wouldn't happen without, you know, support from organizations like Women for Change, because essentially some of these civil organizations do come up with some of the measures that government can sort of implement. So I think we are seeing some sort of change, very slow pace at it, but I think we are seeing some sort of movement. I think even, you know, children coming out from high school about gender-based violence. Recently, the deaf community, a school coming out and saying, hey, we're being raped, we're being molested. And I think global users, especially that support gender-based violence and femicide, give those children and give those victims and survivors the opportunity to say, hey, we're not alone. There are so many other women who also have a similar issue, and they have that bravery to sort of speak out. And I think the more people speak out, the more the government will listen, and the more lawmakers and legislations will sort of change in our country, although it's very slow. But I think we are seeing change.
Maybe just as we wrap up, what should our approach or attitude be towards the social media activism, especially when it comes to action points like, you know, signing the petition or changing your profile picture? And you've been seeing some posters going around, especially with this one with the purple profile pictures and the likes. Other actions that people are encouraged to take as well, you know, some are listed, they are doing grants and all of that. So do you think all these things can help us make that real change?
Listen, I think, you know, if you can donate money towards the court, donate money. You know, if you know people in the position of power, you know, let them know about this. You know, if you're sitting in a position of power where you are able to make that change, make the change. You know, if you are able to take time off of work that day, do it. If there's a protest and you can go, go. Because I think, you know, we need more offline action, although the online is there, but I think offline. So offline movements as well, I think it will sort of mobilize and it will just show the seriousness of it. And I think the day in particular that they've chosen, you know, might have a huge impact because the world is looking at South Africa because it's before the G20 summit and all the global leaders will be traveling within the South African Joburg city that day. So I think it's a good opportunity to see that change. So if you can attend, do attend. If you can share on social media, do share. If you can donate, donate. If you know somebody in power who can make, you know, some change, approach them and tell them about the organization as well. I think the more people talk about it, the better. And the more people who are on the ground, it's even more better.
Rato, thank you so much for helping us, you know, get more insights into this particular issue. That's social media legal expert, Lerato Ntwampe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.